Hello again, friends and neighbors. It's Pastor Bob. And it's Tuesday, April 4th, 2023. Or in other words, your 36th day of your Lenten journey this year. We're up to devotion 36 in John Pavlovitz's little book called Rise. The devotion today is called The Better Yes. The Better Yes. And we'll start with Scripture. Amen. This is from the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verses 11 through 18. It's John's version of the empty tomb story. There are a few different versions out there, as you know. This is John's. This is also the one that we're going to use in Scripture for Easter Sunday. This story right here. Let's hear the word of the Gospels. Now Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." At this she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. He asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." And Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that he had said these things to her. May God bless the gospel word today, landing on our hearts. Here's the devotion today, The Better Yes from John Pavlovitz. Today, I had a busy afternoon planned. I was running out the door to grab a workout, run some errands, and head to a writing session. As I passed my 15-year-old's bedroom door, he popped out and said, "Want to go grab lunch?" "Sure thing," I said, almost involuntarily. I kind of surprised myself. On other days, I might have missed that moment. But today, I didn't. It was an ordinary meal, but it was also completely special and unprecedented and unrepeatable. It was the only this day that we would get together having this lunch. And I was grateful that I didn't miss it. The other things I thought I'd be doing weren't as good as this. The last couple of chapters of John's Gospel provide several scenes in which Jesus appears to his disciples following his death, but they do not recognize him. Many wiser theologians than me have ideas about the spiritual significance of it all. But I simply find the idea comforting. Followers of Jesus, not seeing the divinity right in front of them. I understand what it is to be oblivious to blessings or unaware of invitation. I think I most often miss Jesus because I miss people. Because I am too busy or distracted. to be truly present in every day that I am surrounded by human beings whose lives he said that he inhabits. The least of these, my neighbors, my loved ones, my son. Maybe being spiritual is being present and aware. Today, the most faith-affirming thing may be to say no to something so that you can say yes to something better, something that makes you realize Jesus is in your midst, in the next room, or across the table. Amen. May you have a blessed Tuesday of Holy Week, and may your preparation be rewarding and deep and rich, and may tomorrow be a true Middle Sabbath. Amen.